There's been a lot of attention paid to the problem of Michigan's brain drain, how to keep college grads in Michigan applying their talents and their energies to issues and challenges that are here at home instead of heading out of state. Well, we discovered an intriguing program that we wanted you to know about, offering a strategy to keep tomorrow's leaders in the state. It's called Challenge Detroit. It's a leadership and professional development program that's currently in its first year. Well, let's find out how it works and what it might mean, not just for Detroit, but for Michigan at large, as we welcome one of the just 30 graduates chosen out of hundreds of applicants to be a part of the 2012-2013 Challenge Detroit program. Leanne Ulrey is the Culture, Community, and Diversity Specialist at CompuWare in downtown Detroit, and Leanne joins us from the CompuWare headquarters right there in downtown Detroit. Hi, Leanne.
Hello.
So tell us exactly what is Challenge Detroit.
Challenge Detroit is an urban revitalization project that seeks to help revive Detroit through attracting and retaining young talent to the city.
So the idea is to get folks like you to come into Detroit, start working, and then to keep you there, right?
Exactly. That's the whole point.
And how did you hear about Challenge Detroit?
Before I applied, I was working for City Year Detroit, and during one of our professional development days, the executive director of Challenge Detroit, Deirdre Greengroves, came and told us about the program and encouraged us to apply.
Now tell us a little bit about yourself. When you were at Kalamazoo College, what was your major?
Psychology with a concentration in women's studies.
So how did that course of study fit into the kind of opportunities available for you at Challenge Detroit?
Well, it wasn't just the education background in terms of psychology, but also in how I applied it at Kalamazoo. I did a lot of service learning work, so it was kind of all about taking your education into the community and making it benefit the community, but also learning from the people that you're working with. And so Detroit was always something that intrigued me while I was there because I didn't know much about it. And Challenge Detroit gave me an opportunity to live and work in the city and work alongside the people who have already been doing great work.
Now, you are from Texas, and here you are living in Michigan, working in Detroit. How has that experience measured up to your expectations and your hopes?
It's overstepped the expectations that I thought I was going to get from the city. I didn't really know what it was going to be like because I had a lot of mixed signals, but after living and working here, people were very open to me. I've been able to become part of a community, and I'm constantly being challenged, which is a big, big reason why I want to stay in the city, is because I've learned so much and I'm growing so much as an individual.
And exactly what are you doing at CompuWare as part of this fellowship?
I do work in community relations, so I do a lot of our community outreach, our community programming, and philanthropic work.
And there were 30 of you who were chosen for fellowships. How many do you think plan to stay on after their fellowship year is up?
I would say that the vast majority of us will be staying in the greater Detroit area.
Why is that?
Well, the program sets us up to want to stay here. We all have jobs that we work in Monday through Thursday, but then we also get to know the city better through our monthly challenges with nonprofits. We go to cultural events, to museums, to art displays, music shows, and things like that. And so the whole point of the integration of living, working, playing, and giving in the city is that it becomes our home within 1 year.
And how of the vast majority, you're saying, of the 30 applicants who will be staying on, have you been able to line up a job once the fellowship is over?
I would say that a lot of people have. I will be staying at CompuWare, so and that's the same for at least a few others.
Now, you've had to have a real interesting perspective amidst the headlines of the Detroit bankruptcy filing. Because you're not originally from Michigan, and now here you are working in Detroit and living in Michigan, what do you think about what you're reading about Detroit as someone who kind of has seen it from both sides, as an insider and someone who once lived way far away and looked at it from afar?
It's very interesting because a lot of the articles that I read from more of the national headlines are almost scientifically approaching it, and there's not a whole lot of the voice behind the city. But at the very least, there are at least a few articles that are giving a well-balanced view of the things that are going wrong and the reasons for the bankruptcy, but also focusing on the things that have been going right for the city and the steps that people are making to revive the city.
And so you really do find things that are fulfilling to you personally, that are telling you that you do want to stay and live and work in Detroit and not head back to Texas.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what's so wonderful is everybody keeps talking about the opportunities that Detroit has, and I have found that to be very true, because there is opportunities to start your own company, your own nonprofit, but there's also a lot of great organizations and companies to work for that are already here. So not only am I getting to work at a great company during the day, but at the evenings and on weekends, there's plenty of other opportunities to volunteer or get involved in community organizations and things like that.
Leanne, speaking as a relatively recent graduate, what do you feel would be the key to keeping graduates working and living here in Michigan instead of seeing folks hit the road for Chicago or New York or Atlanta or other parts?
I think a lot of what is already happening is kind of what's going to attract young college grads. They need to realize that you can get around with public transportation. I think that's a huge one with my generation, but also that you can make a difference and that you can be more than a number. I would say a lot of the reason why a lot of my friends are thinking about moving to the city after hearing me talk is because I have a stake in the city and I have a voice that's often listened to. I'm not just a number, but I can actually do real work here.
Leanne Ulrey is a fellowship with the Challenge Detroit program, working her fellowship at CompuWare in Detroit as a culture, community, and diversity specialist. Leanne, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.